This podcast replay is brought to you by 3A Sports Graphics. 3A Sports Graphics is more than shirts. They're passionate about the custom gear that brings what you love to life. Call them at 786-251-3404.
All righty, welcome aboard. Time to rock and roll here on the show. I hope you all are doing well. Hope everything is good in your world on a hump day. It is Wednesday, March 27th. Oh, man. Love it, love it, love it. Bitcoin was teasing us this morning. It went to like 71.4 or something like that, and then it just came right back down to 70,000. Where is it at now? 70,000. 69,975 right now. So it's kind of in that same, you know how it is when it was trying to break, well, some of you may not remember, but it was trying to break 20, and then it was trying to break 24 and 25, and then trying to break 30, and then trying to break, you know, so all the different levels. So right now at 70, we have like a we're stuck there at 70 at the moment. It looked like it was going to make a run to 75 because it's about to pop. It's going to pop any minute now to 75, 80,000 like that. But who knows when it'll happen. We'll see. We'll see. As I told everybody, you're going to regret that the dip didn't last longer, which right now, you're at 69.7 now, so a little bit more of a dip now, so even better. So anyway, we'll keep you updated with that, of course, like we always do, because we all have, you know, a horse in the race, as they say. Last night, the Heat and the Panthers lost, and I got to tell you, I don't know how many of you have done this already, but Heat games are boring sometimes, bro. And last night I was, anybody, were you guys bored watching the Heat game? Anybody? Bueller? Anybody out there? Was that like entertaining? And then I put the Panthers in. I know they lost, but there's zero comparison to watching the Panthers and watching the Heat. You know, it's just like with the Heat. Ooh, nice. 69.3 now. There's a little bit of some kind of a shock dip here. Anyway, so it's just one of those where, you know, I look at the Panthers and it's all there. The Verhage goal last night was freaking sick between the legs and all that. That shit was awesome. By the way, it's 69.420. Spark it up right now. Anyway, so you look at it, and it's just a team. When I look at the Heat, they're just there. They're really, it's not special. And I guess we're waiting for the postseason now because, I mean, if anything, you should see that last night, they don't give a shit about the regular season. Jimmy just doesn't care. You know, dude, you were at the tennis tournament all day. And so now you're sick, so you're not going to play. Well, wait a minute, but you missed too many games, bro. There's a reason why you're at the bottom ringer of the standings, and you're going to be again a play-in team. That's what's going to end up happening for the Miami Heat. There'll be a play-in team. Right now, as it stands, I'm going to look at the fresh standings right now in the conference. They're number 7, okay, at 39-33, which, by the way, they're tied with Philadelphia at 39-33, who's at number 8. And, well, the Bulls are way out of it, 34-38. You shouldn't fall to 9 or 10. But the bottom line is, you've already played 72 games. There's 10 games left. What kind of a run are you really going to make? You know, and I know, oh, let's get to the sixth spot, right? But they're not even better than the Pacers right now. And they have a player, their star is unreliable. They have one star, and he's unreliable because you just don't know when he's going to play. We have 10 games left in the season, and the dude is still taking days off. I don't give a shit that you were supposedly sick yesterday. Well, you were all day at the tournament the day before. I don't want to hear this shit, dude. Maybe your priority should be not sitting out in the sun all day. And then you got a game the next day, since you're old, since you're worn down, since your body can't work it anymore, since you can only hang on to the postseason because you cannot hold up throughout the whole regular season. You can't help your team in their positioning. You know, it's just, I get it, dude. If we get a great postseason, we forget about this, right? What happens if it doesn't happen this time around? People will not be as forgiving anymore for Jimmy Butler. You know, in the end, look, this run will be a successful run. Okay, it's the only way you can label it, because you've been to the finals twice and the Eastern Conference Finals three times. That's as successful as any team could possibly, even with stars. That's a successful season. This is only a star and a part-time star in that. But it's just, it just gets to a point where, Ray, you're wrong about the victory cigar, by the way. Anyway, it just gets to a point where it's just disrespectful. I mean, being a season ticket holder, that's a joke, dude. That's a joke to sit there last night and say you paid for that shit. Because I had to watch that shit. I mean, I casted it aside to the second TV. I watched the Panthers mainly because the Heat game was just boring, dude. Boring. It's what it is. It's boring because they're not a good team. They're a bunch of role players out there, you know, and you're just hoping that they overachieve, basically. And that's what we're hoping again in the postseason, that you overachieve. You know, you look at the Panthers. They can be the best. Actually, they've been the best team in the league a lot of times throughout the season. Okay? They've been the best team in the league. That's not something the Heat could claim. I heard somebody mention how the Heat and the Panthers are in the struggles right now. And don't ever do that. Don't ever compare the Heat and the Panthers right now. I'm talking about this season right now. Okay? The Heat is just a mediocre team that has the best coach in the NBA and gets them to overachieve and do things that no one else would ever make them do. If it wasn't for Spo, that franchise would be dead in the water right now. Let's be honest. Okay? Dead in the water without Spo. So you look at the Panthers, that's a real loaded team, bro. Loaded. Loaded. You know, and that's where it's not even close. And they have a chance to really win the title. They're exciting. They're fun to watch. They're real. They give a shit. They play hard every game, every period, every moment on the ice. There's nothing to question whatsoever. But unfortunately, with the Heat, it's like a weird dynamic that's going on right now. You have a player that's kind of like they can't control him. They can't control them. So they have to just deal with it. You know, and you've got two more. These next 2 years are going to be, oh my God, because it just gets worse and worse and worse. Because he plays less and less and less because his body cannot hold up anymore. You know, that's all. It's pretty simple. And it's just like watching it last night, it's just a weird dynamic, dude. This isn't the Heat, you know? It's not the Heat we've been spoiled with. I'm not used to stars. I'm used to stars that care, bro. Dwayne Wade had a whole bunch of knee surgeries and all kinds of stuff, and he just kept playing. Fall down 7 times, get up 8, right? That's how it goes, right? I'm thinking of I know it's the finals, but I'm thinking of the, or was it? Yeah, it was the finals, the Jordan flu game. And I'm just thinking of times when players played sick and they used to do it all the time. And this guy takes a day off like it's nothing, like it's going out of style. And he just doesn't care. And his team keeps losing because they desperately need him. But he has to kind of take care of himself because his body's done. And he can't keep playing hard every night because his body won't last. And that's why we're getting this shit. But the dynamic of watching, look, some of you don't care about hockey. So you pretty much don't matter in this conversation because it just doesn't, you know, you don't, the comparison doesn't matter to you. You know what I mean? But those of us that are like, you know, true, like real all kinds sports fans, we like all sports and we like hockey and we like basketball. If you're honest and you're watching both last night, there's zero comparisons. You know, it's almost like the Heat are a facade. It's like you're on Hollywood and you're on a movie set and then you see the house. And then when you open the door, it's just a bunch of, you know, 2x4s that are holding it up. That's the Heat. It's a facade. It's not really a good team. It's just a facade. It's a broken down star with a bunch of role players that kind of overachieve and surprise everybody. But deep down inside, if you really like check your heart, you know, and check your real intelligence, you know, there's nothing special there. What's been special is just that they've been great at overachieving. Now you look at the Panthers, there's Tkachuk and there's Barkov, you know, and Verhaeghe. You know, there's all kinds of dudes that are just, Tarasenko is kicking ass. You know, it's just you're in the midst of watching kind of like, you know, with Reinhardt and all these guys, they're like their own big three. Sam Bennett's a hell of a player. He's only scored like 16 goals, but he's a hell of a player. Forsling, you know, you start looking at that entire lineup and they're top heavy. They've got a complete team. They've got two goaltenders, you know, it's different, man. It's just a different vibe when you watch the Panthers and when you watch the Heat. When you watch the Panthers right now, they look like a legitimate contender. When you watch the Heat, you need to go to Hialeah and go talk to a little old lady, right? And see if she can do some brujeria. And then maybe, you know, if she, you know, makes up the right spell, they have another one of these crazy runs where they overachieve and they don't belong there and all that kind of stuff. Because they've never belonged all 4 years where they got to. It's crazy. Maybe the bubble was the best one because that was a different environment and all that kind of stuff. But it's just, we're hoping for another miracle by the best coach in town in Eric Spoelstra. Paul Maurice has done a hell of a job. He's a great coach, but his team he's got a much better team than Eric Spoelstra does. He's got a way more complete team. He's got more stars. He's got stars. Holy shit. Are you kidding me? He's got stars on that team. So it's just, you know, I'm watching it last night. And if only those of you that are really two-way fans, that you like hockey and basketball, you sit there. There's zero comparisons. Zero comparisons right now. You know, if you're honest. If you're honest with yourself. But, yeah, last night was just kind of weird, man. Jamie Zoria in the house, number one. Says he hopes everybody's having a good hump day and good week. And a smash that like button. Fins up. Joseph is in. He's feeling blessed. How about y'all, Bitcoin ballers? We feeling good. Let's see where Bitcoin's at, 69,000. So it went to a 1,500 up and now down 1,000. Oh, that is awesome. So it's a 2,500 swing in just moments. That's Bitcoin. That'll do it for you. But again, if you bought it at 71, at 73, now you have it at 69.2, 69.1. This is your chance to lower. That's what you have to do. You just got every chance you get an opportunity to lower your overall price. That's what you do. Big O, load management was on full display. Yeah, Ray, huh? Steve Chapman in, Kyle Cockrell, Steven Gonzalez. I'm so sick of Jimmy Butler and Hero. Well, I've been sick of Hero for a while. Jimmy, eso es un descaro. You know, that's all it is. Gordon Shumway, Cosa Nostra, Johnny D, Alexis Palenzuela, One Eyed Jack. I'm enjoying listening while I'm supposed to be working. Hope everybody has a great day. No doubt, Giovanni is in. Ray Sosa. Ah, Ray, that's where you're wrong. That is where you are wrong about no victory cigar, sir. Yeah, no. We are a South Florida show. We talk about national headlines and life and everything else going on, but obviously based in South Florida, you got to think South Florida. And last night, okay, in the NCAA Division II National Championship game, the Sharks beat Southern New Hampshire 68-60 to advance to the Final Four on Thursday at 2 o'clock, where they take on California State University San Bernardino, which, by the way, they met them last year in the Final Four. So, Mike Moore, Isaiah Fuller led the way with 11 points. Nova overcame a 17-point deficit at halftime to storm back and win and advance to the Final Four and a shot at another national title. Last year, they were one of many teams that made it to the Final Four here locally, but they were the only team that won the national title. And now, once again, they are the only team in South Florida still alive in an NCAA, this is Division II, basketball tournament. So let's give some love to Nova Southeastern University and let's give those Sharks a victory cigar. There you go. So how about that? Victory cigar for Nova Southeastern. So there you go, Ray. Got to keep up with all of South Florida, Ray. Got to support all of South Florida. If it's the Owls, if it's the Canes, if it's FIU, if it's FAU, if it's Nova, got to support South Florida, baby. I am South Florida true and true. Jermaine says, before the season even started, Jimmy Butler let everyone know he doesn't care about the regular season. The requirement for all the NBA is you have to play 65 games, and Jimmy says he doesn't care. Yep, he doesn't care. And that's the reason why you're at the bottom of the standings. No Doubt says, sick child, home from work on a hump day and enjoying the day with Big O, Sean, and all of you wonderful people. There we go. Vivinetti is in the house. 80 dances at Paul in Connecticut, that is. Says, making money on Polkadot. Thank you, Big O. Yes, sir. And it's only started. When Dot 2 now is upgraded and all that, it is going to explode. This is nothing with Polkadot. Nothing. It'll 5X from here. Okay? So hang in there. Just stay strong. And you're going to enjoy some big-ass profits. Toonstone, wish basketball had the same effort day in and day out like the NHL. I know. The heat issue is Jimmy Butler. I didn't even watch the Panthers. Yeah, well, you should watch actually the team that actually is the best team in town by miles. There's no excitement at all for the Heat because no one cares about playing in the regular season. Yeah, that's true. That's also true. you know. And if anyone thinks the Heat are going to flip the switch in the playoffs, I think this year it's not going to happen. That's what True Fin Fan says. And I'm afraid of that. I'm afraid of that. Yeah. No, Jimmy is not a free agent after the season. He has two more brutal years left. Okay? So, Jimmy Butler's the laziest regular season star I've ever seen in my life. Please do not extend. Now, let me tell you something. I will not be kind to the Miami Heat if they extend Jimmy Butler. I will not be kind. And I love the Heat. It's a great organization. Rob Wilson, all the people there that are just absolutely freaking phenomenal. Okay, Tim, Neil, like just great people there. Pat Riley's a phenomenal. I love Pat Riley. You know what I'm saying? And they've made a lot of mistakes lately. A lot. And they're still winning, even though they've made a shit ton of mistakes. They still win. They're still finding guys. They're still, you know, unearthing guys that nobody knows and developing them into players and all of that. So it's great what they're doing overall, but they have made so many mistakes along the way. That has stopped them from actually having a shot at getting a star because they lose ammunition for, you know, just giving away first round picks for nothing. But signing Butler to an extension would be about the most irresponsible thing you could do if you're the Miami Heat. You have to play out these last 2 years and it's over. It's over. You cannot continue this way. Your season ticket base will start to dwindle. You cannot continue this way. You cannot. I mean, I don't know how people, I don't know how many did dump their tickets. Maybe not a lot, but I'm not exactly sure you're a bright consumer if you're buying Heat season tickets. I'm just being honest. I'm just being honest. You're not getting your money's worth. After last year, I don't know how you paid for this year. And you've got two more years of Jimmy Butler not playing in the regular season. So you're simply saving them for the postseason. Is that what you're doing? Okay. All right. It's been long runs. So you've won. The first short run, that's when it starts to drop. Guaranteed. Because fans won't tolerate it. Because they'll say, okay, well, the run's over. You know. So if you don't have a deep run this year, my prediction will be that the Heat will lose their share of season ticket holders in the offseason. Because the only reason season ticket holders can be hanging on is simply for the postseason. That's it. There's no reason really in the regular season. There's nothing to play for. They don't even try in the regular season. All you're watching is a bunch of role players. So you have no star quality on the team. You know, it's kind of a shame. It's kind of a shame. You're really not getting your money's worth. Unlike the Panthers. You go to the Panthers, their stars play every night. Bro, Tkachuk played with a broken clavicle. Okay? He played hockey with a broken clavicle. That's unheard of. That's ridiculous. You know? So it just kind of it's a shame. It really is. You can't move on from Jimmy anymore, Jermaine. Jermaine, you first of all, you think he's a free agent. Now you want to move on. You're one of those fans that really doesn't understand the business. Okay? It's guaranteed salaries. They're locked in for two more years. He's too old already at this point. Nobody wants Jimmy. Nobody wants Jimmy anymore. Nobody. Okay. So, you know, let's come back to reality, Jermaine. Okay. Learn about the game, educate yourself. So that way you can say things that actually make sense, not smoke it. Well, actually, you should smoke it since you don't make it. Smoke the sense. You don't make the sense, but smoke it. Let's see. Lisa Rose is in the house. Radio host is in. Buenos dias, grandes. Oh, Los Angeles in the house. How about the Lakers yesterday? Without LeBron, double overtime, they beat Milwaukee. Lisa says, morning, Finns fans. Didn't win the Mega Millions, but I did get Bitcoin on the dip. Good for you. Continue. Take advantage. Crypto Finns, good morning. Oh, checking in from New York City. Missing my South Florida weather. Ray says, can't wait for the draft and your insight on Finns Night and what we will do at 21. We will start talking about draft soon. We'll start getting it. We'll start getting more interviews in and all that. There's nothing to talk about, you know, and to bring on 3-4 Dolphin riders for redundancy and talk about the same shit over and over again. And there's nothing. And there's just, I don't bring on interviews just to bring on interviews. You know what I mean? I'll have a couple of interviews now, but right now there's nothing to talk about at all. You know, some guy emailed me yesterday, hey, why don't you have more interviews? And I go, what do you want me to talk about? What is there to talk about? Well, I don't know. Exactly. Yeah, there's nothing to talk about, you know, unless you want to make shit up. And I don't do that on this show, dude. I just don't do that. Oh, it's a slow day. Let me see. Let me create some controversy. Let's see if we can bring Brett Favre back and bench Tua, you know, or, you know, something stupid, you know, a Jarvis Landry, you know, just come up with some silly ass talking point and just to stir shit up like the Michael Penix idiot last week. And then because it's so slow, everybody then uses that guy as material for themselves. They, what's that called? They aggregate it, right? They aggregate that to then, you know, to try to piss you off when there's no truth to it, nothing whatsoever. I don't do that shit, dude. I'm not going to blow smoke up your ass about Jonathan Taylor when I know what's going on with Jonathan Taylor and they're not trading for him. Okay? They're not giving big contracts, but I'll let everybody else do that for you. You know, I'll let them write the articles. I'll let them talk shows and I'll let them do all that and waste their time. So, you know, it's just, I can't schedule an interview just to schedule an interview. There's nothing going on, you know, and what's there to talk about? Except the problem is when it's a 24-hour cycle, you have to fill the air with a bunch of garbage. And that's what people do. And then you have Mike Tannenbaum's mock. Like, bro, you are quoting Mike Tannenbaum. Like, no, I'm not doing that. My show is above that. I'm way above Mike Tannenbaum. I look down on Mike Tannenbaum is what I do. And that's kind of like, wow, dude, you need that for material? Really, dude? You need to go quote Mike Tannenbaum to make an article for yourself that day? You need Mike Tannenbaum so you can make a radio show or a podcast segment? You need that? You need the troll job? Yeah, I don't do the troll job. We don't do troll jobs here. Okay? We call it like we see it. Period. End of story. I'm not trying to fuck with your mind. I'm not trying to piss you off on an off day just to do that. Bro, there's plenty of people out there because they actually can't do a talk show. See, right now I've been talking for 30 straight minutes. They can't do that on radio. They struggle after 8 or 10 minutes. So they got to talk about silly shit. Right. And then they got to go. Luckily they have commercial breaks, but here I could do a talk show. I'm good. I'm good. I'm well trained. I've been at this for over 30 years. I don't need to reach for shit. That's all. I'm going to talk about what's actually going on, what's really going on. I'll give you my opinions like I did last night on what's going on. I got a couple of other things to talk about. I do have a Canes and Dolphins topic to talk about. I do have another Dolphins topic that I want to talk about. I do have a couple of NFL topics I want to talk about. You know what I mean? I got music. I got, what's it called? A little entertainment. I could talk crypto. You know what I'm saying? I could talk life if I feel like it. I could talk about current events going on. I could talk politics if I feel like it. I could talk about a lot of shit because I'm not limited to talking about one little sport or writing about one sport or one beat and where I'm stuck trying to be desperate to come up with subjects that have nothing to do with it. And so for those of you out there that are wondering, that's how this show is run. We're not here to do the sensationalism, bro. We're just not. And I'm not going to do it. I'm too old for that shit. I've never been that guy. I was never that guy 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 25 years ago, 35 years ago. Well, 35, I wasn't in. This is my 34th. 34 years ago. So I'd rather just talk about what's actually going on. You know? So just kind of for those of you that are wondering, maybe you're new to the show, maybe you're figuring it out, maybe you're wondering, well, why doesn't he talk about this silly shit or that? Because it's silly shit. That's why, you know, we're way above. Our IQ level on this show is way above Mike Tannenbaum. Way above Mike Tannenbaum. So, you know, if you want to listen to something else that's dumbed down for that, then, you know, I get it. We don't have a lot of bright people, you know, they're buying gold sneakers and Bibles. So I get it. There's a lot of stupid people out there, you know, a lot of suckers. So there's plenty of people for that material. Okay. But you're not going to get that here. We're not in for that. Last few years when I moved out of town, I paid Bally's to watch the Heat. This year, I saved my money. No regular season games in the NBA. I always watch every Cats game, ESPN Plus, Sunday ticket. There you go. Yeah, but it's worth watching for the Cats. That is worth it, Giovanni. Every game is worth it. So that's the good thing about, you know, buying the Bally's or whatever. At least you get the Panthers. The Heat, they don't bring it every night, unfortunately. But what are you going to do? They're stuck with a player that they can't control. Makes no sense to bring NFL writers to talk about the draft at this point. Big O, you don't smoke the sense, you make it. Yeah, I mean, at this point, there's nothing to talk about, bro. Nothing. We're just talking hot air. So I'd rather answer your questions. I'd rather talk about some other things, move around. This is a show that, yeah, we're going to give you the best Dolphin insight out there. We're going to give you a lot more breaking news than most everybody else. More often than not, 100 times over. But I feel I'm well-rounded. I can talk about everything else that goes on because I follow it all. So this is a talk show. And so we talk about everything. You know what I mean? And, you know, the Heat and the Panthers deserve a little love from last night and what goes on. Right now, there's not really a ton going on the Dolphins side. So... Giovanni says, smash that like button. Yes, please. Smash that like button. It's very important. Maybe Ogba can come back. No, I don't think so. Not in this scheme, Lucas. I don't think he fits here, my brother. So no, I don't think it's going to be. Really dig the music segments. Thank you, Ray. Appreciate it. Well, you know, I'm a big music guy. Anytime a writer or Dolphin YouTuber has a quote to Mike Tannenbaum or Nick Wright, there's a good chance it's the offseason. They have no material to write about. Exactly. NorCal is wake and bake to the Great Big O Show. Good morning, crew. Fins for life. Yes, sir. Yes, Walter. Mike T has no IQ. Big O, the variety show of talk radio, the Johnny Carson of YouTube talk shows. Thank you, sir. One of the top reasons you are the best in the business. Oh, no BS. Clickbait topics. 100% honesty, opinions on everything. Exactly. I don't want to do the clickbait stuff. That doesn't do any good for you guys. Why are we going to talk about something that has, like, Tua should take a hard line stance. I've seen that now. Like, really? Slow? Does it get any slower than that? Like, do you know Tua? Like, really? There's going to be a hard line stance? Seriously? Like, they've been super awesome with him, patient, supportive, even when he had concussions. You know, they build the team around him. Tua's a full team guy. No matter how much the media tries to get him to talk about himself, he'll talk about his teammates. But no, they'll keep trying, but he's not that guy. So you think he's going to hold? So let's talk about him possibly holding out. Let's write an article about him possibly holding out. Let's do a podcast about him possibly holding out. Sure, let's waste your time. I'm going to waste my time. And I might just piss you guys off. And guess what I did? Wow, I got extra views. Did you see that asshole talk about Tua holding out? Oh, maybe he thinks Tua is going to hold out. And maybe some of you are dumb enough to believe it. You know, it's like, seriously, is this the childish shit that we're doing? At 57, 34 years in, I don't have time for this, bro. I don't have time. I don't have time for stupidity. I don't have time for silliness. I don't have time for ridiculous topics. I don't have time. I don't. It makes no sense. So I'm just going to piss off the fan base for no reason at all, when deep down inside, I know he's got no shot at holding out. Just because I want extra views or extra clicks or extra, really? I'm good. So, anyway. By the way, I do want to give you guys some really good advice. Okay, in life. Don't be a mule. Okay? Just don't be a mule. I mean, out of this whole P. Diddy thing, okay, and P. Diddy probably is a top-notch scumbag, and he's probably been getting away with all kinds of crap, and hopefully he'll get his when it's all said and done. But out of everything, he gets away on the plane and all that, but they arrest a mule. And this guy's, apparently this guy's also a former Syracuse basketball player, okay? And now he is a mule for P. Diddy. And boys and girls, I just want you to know that you don't want to end life as a mule. I don't know if that's really what you want to have as your reputation in life. What do you do for a living? Well, I'm a lawyer. What do you do for a living? Well, I'm a teacher. What do you do for a living? Well, I'm a construction worker. What do you do for a living? I'm an architect. What do you do? I'm a nurse. What do you do for a living? Well, you know, I sell. What do you do for a living? I'm a mule. Doesn't go well on the application, by the way. Just trying to warn you, okay? When you're applying for your next job, they're going to ask for job history. P. Diddy's mule doesn't go on the resume. Doesn't fly. Just saying, kids, don't be a mule like Brendan Paul. They gave him two first names, too. He was apprehended by federal agents after they halted Diddy's private jet at the Miami Opa-locka Executive Airport yesterday. 25-year-old charged with one count of possession of suspected cocaine and another possession of marijuana candy, which are both considered felonies in Florida. Officers discovered the narcotics in Paul's luggage and tested the substance on site. Paul was booked, but was quickly bonded out of jail. And I'm sure, you know, Diddy got him on a plane back over to whatever country he's at right now. By the way, I'm surprised that the paparazzi has not caught up to Diddy yet. it's going to happen, right? They're going to track his ass down, and we're going to see it. Dun, 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 dun. And then you'll see Diddy caught at this island where they have no extradition treaty. Anyway, but boys and girls, don't be a mule. Don't be a mule or a donkey or an elephant, by the way. Just want you to know, be a Bitcoiner, not a donkey or a mule. Or, of course, an elephant. Anyway, I think Jordan Brooks will make a huge... Yes, I do, Ryan. Actually, I've already talked about this. They've got better linebackers now than they had before. They've got a better secondary than they had before. It's the D-line, the Wilkins, and then the rotational guys. That's where we... And then I'm sure there'll be a draft pick. That's where... There's been an upgrade at linebacker, and there's been an upgrade in the secondary. Okay? Dolphins are better in those areas. So that's where I'm going with that. Okay? In short. Big O, I hear the name Tannenbaum. Two other names go with it. Donna Ponte and Jeff Ireland. Big O, I've been listening to you since your first go-around at QAM. I used to put my headphones on at work to listen to your show, like the good crime, corporate time-stealing weasel I am. LOL. Thank you, Lenny. Appreciate you, my brother. Think Blue Dodgers. Let's hit those bong boys instead of listening to these no material having riders talking about should they trade. Yeah, another one. Should you trade Waddle? Bro, how slow is it that really they're going to trade Waddle? And by the way, that's off a Tannenbaum thing. This is the kind of shit that I can't be a part of, dude. I cannot be a part of. And I get it. We probably would have thousands of more views if I did that crazy, stupid shit. I just refuse to throw out all that misinformation and create more disinformation for our fan base. You know, I'm trying to have a platform where you're getting the information, not the misinformation, not the misdirection, okay? Not the sensationalism. Yeah, I don't want to play that game. I'd rather just balls and strikes, bro. No fouls, balls and strikes. That's it. Either or. Yes or no. Truth or lie. Simple. I don't need mirrors. I don't need smoke screens. Don't need any of that shit, dude. Don't need it. Best concert shirts, Megadeth or Iron Maiden? Oh God, Iron Maiden by miles, but I am super biased. Cassie would have stayed quiet if Diddy married her or helped her dying music career. Lucas, she was being sexually abused. Are you trying to justify something? Do me a favor, Sean, get rid of this loser Lucas. Please do me a favor. Like, Lucas, you're a piece of shit, dude. That's what you are, dude. You're a piece of shit. Victoria said you are looking lean and mean. Also, I have here from the beginning of your show, as Charles Shackleford would say, you are amphibious. P.S. I was number 9 subscriber. There you go. I love you. I love you, Doug. I love you, Victoria. Thank you all out there. I got to go visit you guys. Got to go visit you guys like we talked about. And I got to take the wife up there with me. That's what I need to do. Go visit and go hang out with you too. So love you all. Appreciate you all as always. Thank you. Thank you. Big time. You guys have been with us from the beginning of this journey of our podcast. And we really appreciate that, man. Through pandemic and all, you guys have been with us, man. So thank you, thank you, thank you. You know, when for those of you that don't know, when I went to go see Doug and Victoria at their bar, the first thing they had for me was one of these. Right away. They like, here you go, we know. And so I was at a bar, and they gave me a bottle of Fiji. I got the new bottle ready to go because I'm about to finish this one. So, yeah, the weight loss has gone well for me. Very well. Very well. It's gone. It's been pretty smooth, man. I've been blessed. Just got to, what I got to learn where I fail every time is the discipline of sticking to it, of sticking to the lifestyle change. It's going back to all my bad habits, which is what sets me back again. You know what I'm saying? So that's what it is. It's the yo-yo. It's the monster that us fat people deal with because we love food so damn much. And so it's just one of those things. But it, I'll tell you what, it's really cool. This shirt is from when we were trying to bring the MLS to Miami. And Southern Legion is, this is a shirt that the Southern Legion gave me when they were trying to attract, oh, there are the logos on the top there. You see it? And so, and I haven't worn this shirt in forever. I mean, it's big on me now, you know? And so it's pretty cool that some of these shirts now, I can grab almost any shirt I want from the closet and they fit now, you know, because I've lost so much weight now. I can't wait to take my blood work the next time around that I got to go see my heart doctor, because he's going to look at all everything, triglycerides, cholesterol. He's going to look at all that shit and he's going to go, what the hell is going on here, bro? What did you do? You know, that kind of, plus when he sees me, he's going to see a completely different person, obviously, because once you lose, as you all know, once you lose weight, you just, you know, your face changes and your body changes, obviously. And I haven't even started the real workouts yet, so I can actually, and I have somebody that is going to help me get into really good shape, actually, a trainer that has volunteered to guide me once I get my leg 100% and I can start doing, you know, stuff like that. So I'm actually excited for that, to get that going. So that'll be cool. I'll do it all on social media so you guys can see it. I mean, basically, I am doing it. You can see firsthand that I'm losing all the weight as it is. Eric says, Tua needs way more talent around him if he wants to win a wild card playoff game. Tua needs the coach to coach better, and he needs his team to be healthy. And then he can win. You know what I mean? I know some of you don't want to use it as a crutch or an excuse or the reality, but I'm sorry. The last 2 years, they've had the worst luck out there. They have been so injury riddled the last 2 years. By the time they get to the playoffs, they don't have enough to win a playoff game. They just haven't. And they don't have the coach that is like a phenomenal game day coach that can overcome shit and out scheme the other guy and all that. He's not there yet. He doesn't even answer. Mike McDaniel can't even make adjustments in the second half yet on a consistent basis. Not once in a blue moon. No. Consistently. That's what great coaches do. They answer the bell in the second half every time. He never answers the bell. So no team is going to win like that. Which, by the way, leads me. Thank you. You have led me to one of my Dolphins subjects that I wanted to talk about, because I see it all the time. I see media members talking about it, writing about it. I see fans, you know, talking about it on social media and sending it to me. And this goes for the University of Miami football team, and this goes for the Miami Dolphins. I want you all, and here's where we don't play sensationalism. I'm not trying to get in your craw. I'm not trying to create controversy where there isn't controversy. You all can talk about recruiting. You could talk about your little fucking transfer portals. Okay. You could talk about all your free agency crap. You could talk about your street free agency crap. You could talk about the draft if you want. You could talk about undrafted players if you want. You could talk about trades. You could talk about NILs. You could talk about anything you want about players and all that shit. until Mario freaking Cristobal and Mike freaking McDaniel actually become complete coaches on the sidelines, the Canes and the Dolphins aren't doing shit. Jack shit. I don't care if Cam Ward is a Heisman Trophy winner. Understand me, okay? I don't give a shit. I don't care if Reuben Bain gets 42 sacks this year. I don't care if Tyreek Hill has 2,000 yards. I don't care if Shaq Barrett finds the fountain of youth and gets 13 sacks. If Mike McDaniel and Mario Cristobal are the same fucking stiffs on the sidelines, they're not going anywhere. And yeah, I said stiffs. You know why? They're not complete. You're a stiff. I know Mario's a fantastic human being, a great person, great influence, great recruiter. I got all of that. On game day, you ain't shit, dude. You ain't shit. I know Mike McDaniel's got a beautiful personality. He connects with players. They like him. He's got a great offensive mind. On game day, you ain't shit. I'm tired of watching you idiots talk about your NILs and talking about Tua and talking about Cam Ward and talking about this lineman and this free agent and that. If these coaches can't coach, bro, this doesn't mean shit. Because I watch Eric Spoelstra coach dog shit to 500. I watch him coach champions or superstars to championships. I watch him coach a number two star and a bunch of role players all the way to the finals multiple times in the Eastern Conference Finals. That's coaching. Okay? That's coaching. At no point can I ever say that about Mario Cristobal in the first 2 years or Mike McDaniel. So keep talking about all the players you want. Okay? Keep talking about whatever draft pick and whatever trade and whatever stupid NIL and whatever transfer portal. I wipe my ass with all of that until I know I've got a stud on the sidelines that can outsmart the guy on the other side. It doesn't mean shit. You're fucking Del Harris with Kobe and with Shaq, and you don't have Phil Jackson. You get me? Do you understand? That's what you are right now. So until Mike McDaniel graduates from coaching school, until Mario Cristobal graduates from coaching school, the rest is hot air. And I'm laughing at every one of you because I know and you don't. And media members, I know, and you don't. Yeah, I'm the smarter guy in the room. Yeah. Yeah, maybe we're not talking about medicine, I'm dumb. Maybe we're talking about sales, I'm dumb. Maybe we're talking about architecture, I'm dumb. I'm not getting in that conversation. We're talking about football, here you go. I'm the smartest guy in the room. Okay? Because obviously there's a lot of dumb people out there. Players, they matter up until a point. If you don't have the guy that knows how to put them in positions to be successful, it don't mean shit, dude. I watched Shula with Woodstrock. I watched Shula with Bob Greasy. I watched Shula with Marino. Three completely different teams. That's coaching. I can't say that about Mario Cristobal at any point whatsoever. And I can't say it about Mike McDaniel either. So you go ahead and keep bragging about your players and let's trade for that guy and sign that NIL guy. And I hope he transfers and I hope we draft him. None of it means jack shit. None of it means jack shit, dude. It doesn't mean anything. Until Mike and Mario grow up and become like real complete coaches, the Canes and the Dolphins aren't going anywhere. I don't care how talented they are. You know why? Because when you have a dumbass on the sidelines, it happens in the Fiesta Bowl with Jimmy Johnson. Oh, yeah, I think I'll let Vinny Testaverde continue to throw the ball. Way to go, dumbass. You know, sometimes, yeah, you're a riverboat gambler and, you know, talent can carry you. Sometimes you're going to have to coach yourself out of it. Some can't coach themselves out of it. Some of them just need a whole shitload of talent to win. Because they're not bright enough to say, yeah, no, Vinny Testaverde threw 4 interceptions last year in the Sugar Bowl against Tennessee. Yeah, I'm not going to allow that again here against Penn State. No, but I am. Oh. Riverboat gambler. You can have stupid coaching, and sometimes, you know, I guess they'll get lucky if they have enough talent. So whatever you want to talk about with players, with the Dolphins, and, oh, we're going to have this linebacker, and we're going to, oh, Tua needs this, or no. What Tua needs is a real coach on the sidelines. He's got a guy that can help him on the offensive side with points, but he still doesn't know how to manage the damn game. So he doesn't help anybody. You know? In the end, he hurts his team as much as he helps his team. I mean, you're in a playoff game and you don't even know the down. The fuck is that? It's the same thing. Jimmy Johnson sees Vinny Testaverde's dumbass continuing to throw interceptions and he continues to let him go. Mike McDaniel's dumbass sees the running game dominating and he abandons it. What? We're averaging 7 yards a carry against the Bills and you're just going to stop? Talk about all the players you want, ladies and gentlemen, until McDaniel and until Cristobal graduate from actually being a real head coach and really scheming, out-scheming people and being able to make the right decisions on game day and at that moment and knowing when to take a knee and knowing when to stay with the run, okay? If they don't learn how to do those things, the talent doesn't matter. It just won't matter. So knock yourselves out. The most important factors in the Canes and the Dolphins season is Mario Cristobal and Mike McDaniel, and I don't know how many times I have to repeat it. Neither guy has proven that he is a complete head coach. Both have proven they are absolutely incomplete as coaches. They've got a ton of potential. We all know that. But we have to be honest. They are not even close to being complete head coaches. So it better happen soon. Mario's lucky. He's going to buy himself a couple more years because they can't just get rid of him that easy. But Mike won't have that same luck. So he better turn it around with a quickness because he's got a year, maybe 2 left. Maybe. Because if it's not good enough this year, it's hot seat time. I told you that. I told you what he did last year is he put himself into the, this is the season that he either crosses a threshold or puts his ass right into a hot seat. The fuse will be very short for him. I'm telling you. Okay, so talk all you want about recruiting and drafts and NILs and all that. None of it means shit if those two coaches don't figure it out. Okay, so there we go. What do we have here? Oh, how are you trying to get with, how are you trying to get with your weight? 190. I don't know about 190, but just right at 200, I think is probably where my frame should be. It's probably at 200. That's, it'll take a while to get there, obviously. But yeah, definitely. We need to give Colombia a victory cigar for beating Romania yesterday in that friendly. They also beat Spain on Friday. Copa America, here we come. What do you think? Well, we're in the United States, so do we give Colombia? What do you think, Sean? Give them a victory cigar? Well, you know what? They do have Shakira. Give them a victory cigar. Give them a victory cigar. Go ahead. Shakira, Shakira, Shakira. I love the new kickoff rule. I already talked about it yesterday. It gives us something to actually watch. And like I talked about yesterday, you should go check it out with Tyreek and Waddle and all that kind of stuff. So I talked about it yesterday. The fact that Lucas is my son's name has me thinking I should file a petition to change his name due to this douchebag. So happy you blocked him. Yeah, no, I mean, really, seriously. I mean, you're going to be talking ill about a woman that was sexually assaulted and abused. I mean, dude, that happens. That can happen to anybody. That can happen to any family member of yours or friend. I mean, we're not here to make fun of people that suffer, bro. That's not something that's a part of my DNA. Radio host says, so sick of Tua blame. He's improving every year and has the tools, but it takes 22 and good coaching for teams to win. Wake up, people. Agree. Joseph is in. Miles Deep in from Vegas. For those Happy Gilmore flick fans, you're about to get a sequel. Yeah, but will it be any good? Saludos from Medellin. Thank you, sir. Thank you. I got to visit Medellin one day, man. Got to visit Colombia one day. Dude 67 in the house, cap for life. Diego Souza says he agrees. Mike and Mario, Eminem. Yep, the Eminem boys got to, bro, it's all up to the Eminem boys. That's my issue right now is more with the Eminem boys than any player on the team. Maybe Jimmy was trying to get Vinny's confidence back. Yeah, bro, but how many interceptions do you did you live it? I'm sorry, did you live this? If you lived it, there's no trying to reason with Vinny. Testaverde was an outstanding talent. Hey, send Matt a link. I sent him a link. I wonder if I sent it to the wrong one or something. Did I screw up? No, I sent it the right one. I sent it to his SI. Anyway, so what was I talking about? Yeah. Anyway, we could call McDaniel Tin Cup and Crystal Ball Clank. Yeah, basically. Yeah. Yeah. True FinFest says, don't you ever call yourself dumb. You hear me? If I were in church and the priest called you dumb, I'd be beating him like a jaguar hunts a crocodile. You're my boy. Oh, I'm just saying, look, I know where I, you know, we're talking about, you know, some, there's like 4 billion subjects that I'll tell you, bro, I don't know anything about that. I'm good. But football, I understand football, man. And I understand what's going on. And for me, I need to see these coaches improve. Because the coaches are the ones that are failing these players more than anything else. So you're going to tell me that if Mike McDaniel and Mario weren't better, they wouldn't have more wins last year? Come on, dude. For sure. And that's the thing. So that's the problem. Colombian women deserve a million victory cigars. Yes, they do have that talent. So Cal Derek says, morning, fellas. I'm 14 pounds down since surgery. Yeah! All right, SoCal. Love it. One day we'll have a, we'll share a beer. Two slim guys sharing a beer. Let's see. Mike McDaniel refuses to change as a coach. He believes he's the smartest guy in the room. He is smart. I just want him to kind of fine tune that intelligence. Okay. That's all. All right. He popped in. Let's do it. Hour number two is next. Matt Verderam gets it going right here on the Big O Radio Show.